Subheading: The Princes of Zoan Have Acted Foolishly. According to the prophecy recorded in the 19th chapter of Isaiah, internal strife and political ineptitude was also a determining factor that doomed Egypt to fall. What might this portend for the greater Egypt? In order to appreciate where we stand today, it is necessary to take a broader look at modern history. Until the 1648 Treaty of Westphalia ended the stranglehold the Catholic Empire had upon Western Europe, there was no such thing as a truly sovereign nation-state, only empires and their subjects. Since that time, history can only be fully understood in the light of the antagonism and struggle between the two competing systems of the empire and the sovereign nation-state. The long-range goal of the procurators of the British Empire is to eventually eliminate the nation-state altogether and revert to imperial rule, using the United Nations in New York as the administrative and judicial capital of the New World Empire. The call for an end to the Westphalian system is growing louder and louder. In the last 30 years, the ongoing rivalry between the American system and the British system is reflected in policies such as the British free trade versus American protectionism. Whereas formerly the American system built the nation through investment in industry, infrastructure development, and education, thereby empowering all citizens to most effectively transmit the power of their labors into the physical economy, decades of neglect and looting the world through usury and financial gimmickry has now brought the United States and the entire financial system it dominates to the brink of collapse. Obviously, this situation did not just happen overnight. It is the result of gross mismanagement and corruption over many years. Accordingly, at Isaiah 19:11-13, Jehovah ridicules Pharaoh's counselors for their incompetence, saying in verse 13, "The princes of Zoan have acted foolishly, the princes of Noph have been deceived, and the key men of her tribes have caused Egypt to wander about." With amazing acumen, the prophecy describes the present political situation within the United States. The princes of Noph and Zoan may well represent the cabinet members and other advisors of the modern-day Pharaoh. The key men of her tribes appropriately depict the elected representatives of the American people. Foolishly, the very leaders have allowed themselves to be deceived into adopting policies and initiatives that are intended to destroy their own nation. At the present moment of this writing, the doom of the United States is being sealed by corrupt, cowardly, and inept politicians who simply cannot bring themselves to legislate against or regulate the financial predators who are bringing the nation to ruin and who are now demanding to be paid for their work. No wonder Jehovah derides the nation's leaders as mere deluded fools. Many American patriots have voiced their concern that their once prosperous nation is being run into the ground. But in spite of all the talk by well-meaning political leaders and businessmen, the downward spiral relentlessly continues. How true the prophet's following words: Jehovah himself has mingled in her the spirit of disconcertedness, and they have caused Egypt to wander about in all its work, just as someone drunk is made to wander about in his vomit. And Egypt will not come to have any work that the head or tail, the shoot or the rush, can do. It matters little which political party is in control. No modern-day Egyptian leader can lead their doomed nation back from the precipice of catastrophe. Jehovah has, in effect, weighed the nation in the balance and found it wanting.